Welcome to the Natural Health Rising podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Smith, certified functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. I'm here to deliver you weekly episodes where you will hear conversations with health experts and solo episodes about functional medicine and all things holistic health. My goal is to provide you with the knowledge and tools you need in order to help you rise to your healthiest, happiest self.
Welcome to today's episode where I have Catherine Arnston with me. And Catherine is an expert in algae nutrition and a wellness thought leader. Catherine has an MBA, is a board certified health coach, and is studying for her PhD in natural health. Catherine left her 25-year corporate career to help her sister fighting breast cancer identify which foods were alkaline, and this led her to algae, the most alkaline, chlorophyll-rich, high-protein, nutrient-dense food in the world. From this, Catherine founded Energy Bits, a high-quality algae tablets company. Catherine has spent the last 14 years researching algae, writing papers, giving presentations, lecturing at conferences, and speaking on over 250 podcasts to explain the benefits of algae. Catherine has made it her life's mission to bring algae to the world so it can improve our lives and our world one bit at a time. Welcome to the show. Quite the impressive bio there.
Well, 14 years of algae. Yeah, there's a lot to say.
And, definitely.
I'm going to learn a little bit about it today.
Yeah, as much as we can squeeze in here in this hour.
Yes.
Let's start off with that. What is the background of algae? What is it? And what's the history of utilizing algae in our culture?
Yeah. Well, first of all, algae was the first life on Earth 3.5 billion years ago, and it's still here. So something very special about being the first life, not just the first plant, but the first life. And algae is everywhere. In fact, it's its own food category. There are two subcategories to algae. One is called macroalgae and the other one is microalgae. We're going to be primarily speaking about microalgae today, but I want to let you know what macroalgae is so you can put it in context. It's that big stringy stuff that washes up on shore, also known as seaweed or dulse or kelp. Now, it's still good for you because it has lots of fiber and it has iodine in it because it's from the ocean and it's only in the ocean. But it has virtually zero nutrition. I used to buy big bags of kelp noodles and there'd be 5 calories in the entire bag. And that's because there's literally no nutrition. So it's only in the sea, high fiber, high iodine, virtually zero nutrition. Mm-hmm. Microalgae, which is what we're talking about today, is completely the opposite. First of all, it's everywhere, not only in the sea, but it's also in the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the soil, your swimming pool. And as you're going to learn, we grow it hydroponically in fresh water as an agricultural crop. But anyways, microalgae is everywhere. Number two, microalgae has either zero fiber or virtually zero fiber. Spirulina, you're going to find out, is a bacteria. It has zero fiber. Chlorella does have fiber. That's the other microalgae we'll be talking about. So virtually no or no fiber. And it is the most nutrient-dense food in the universe. Even NASA says that 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of vegetables. And the reason for that is because microalgae is called microalgae because it's microscopic in size. You can get almost 1 million microalgae on the head of a pin. So you can start to see, and what they do is they generate energy from light. And so all that energy is stored as micronutrients. And when you consolidate them into little tablets, as we do, we're about the size of a baby aspirin, you can start to see why they're so concentrated nutrition. So no fiber, concentrated nutrition, found everywhere, and there's tens of thousands of strains of microalgae. Macroalgae, there's 5 or 6, you know, brown, red, green. Microalgae, tens of thousands. The two that we're going to talk about today, one is spirulina, which is one type of blue-green algae, and chlorella is the other microalgae we're going to be talking about, and it's one type of green algae. And these are the two, spirulina and chlorella, that you would find pretty much anywhere, whether you buy it from Target, Whole Foods, or from us. Spirulina and chlorella are the two algae that most people know about. But I mentioned that spirulina is only one type of blue-green algae because very often you'll see news releases or you'll go online and you'll read about a toxic blue-green algae closing your favorite beach. We're not talking about spirulina. That's just another strain of blue-green algae, not spirulina. By the way, poor algae gets all the flack because it's noticeable. The only reason why the algae showed up is because there were toxins and bacteria released into the water. Algae is the cleanup crew. Algae kills bacteria and absorbs toxins, and it does the same in your body as it does in a body of fresh water. And we're going to talk about that today. So algae is your friend. It goes in there, like I said, and cleans up all the mess that's there for whatever reason, whether it's on a beach or in your body. So try not to think poorly of algae, but definitely stay away from a blue-green algae bloom on a beach because it absorbs toxins. So, of course, it will be toxic. Keep your pets away from it, too. Mm-hmm. So that's an overview of algae. Macro, micro, microalgae is what we're talking about today. Highly concentrated nutrition. And by the way, it was discovered in the late 1800s by a Danish scientist to have the highest concentration of protein in the world. And then in the early 1900s, the Germans, especially a gentleman by the name of Otto Warburg, who won a Nobel Prize when he was studying chlorella algae, the prize was for discovering that a cancer cannot exist in an alkaline state, and algae is the most alkaline food in the world. So the Germans did a lot of research in the 40s about it, and then the research moved over to Japan and then to Asia, and this is where the entire algae industry is based, is in Asia. They have been growing it as an aquaculture, as an agricultural crop, since the 50s and 60s. This is a picture of a spirulina farm, and this is a picture of a chlorella farm. So again, remember, microalgae is in the ocean, but spirulina and chlorella are harvested no differently than lettuce or kale in fresh water. We're known for having the highest quality algae because our water, for a number of reasons, is triple filtered. So again, no toxins in the water. So it's very, very, because algae will absorb whatever's in the water. So the entire microalgae industry, spirulina and chlorella, have been used and grown in Asia daily for 60 years. By the way, it's a food because it's not a supplement. You grow it as a crop. And as a food, it is also the most studied food in the world. There are almost 100,000 studies documenting some of the health benefits that we're going to be talking about today of spirulina and chlorella, which are to reduce inflammation, improve mitochondria health, improve brain health, heart health, gut health, skin health. The list is literally endless, but it's all science-based. United Nations has endorsed spirulina for 50 years as the answer to world hunger because it has three times the amount of protein in steak. There is nothing in the world with more protein than spirulina. Ours has 64% protein, and we do third-party lab tests, so we have all the nutritional profile. So our algae has over 40 vitamins and minerals, 64% protein, 18 of the 20 aminos, including the 9 your body can't make, so it's a complete protein, and it has antioxidants in it that aren't found in any other food that protect your mitochondria. So it's very nutrient dense, and because it comes in these little tiny tablets that we affectionately call bits, because they're bits of nutrition, each one of these tablets has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables because it's so concentrated. Mm-hmm. So I call spirulina, as you're going to find out how nourishing it is, I call it your nutritional insurance, and chlorella, which is a wellness detoxing algae, I call it your health insurance. So nutritional insurance and health insurance. And we'll walk you through and help you understand how and why that works.
Okay, amazing. You just answered some of my questions too. I was thinking, oh, is this a complete protein? Is this an incomplete protein? You know, what's the bioavailability of the protein? Because there's a lot of talk about that as well.
Yes, well, I have all the answers for you. And just to walk you through again how we produce it. Again, grown in fresh water, we dry it into a powder without high heat, which is very important. We'll go into this later, because there's some critical antioxidants and nutrients in both the algae that are deactivated by high heat, superoxydismutase, which is an antioxidant, but also an enzyme, and the blue pigment called phycocyanin. So we dry it into a powder, and then we press them into these little tablets that we call bits of nutrition. And as I mentioned, each tablet has the same nutrition as an entire plate of vegetables. It's almost a pound of vegetables. And I came up with that calculation using that quote from NASA that 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of vegetables. So if you don't like vegetables, if they give you gas, if you find you're throwing them out before you cook them, if your kids won't eat them, your husband won't eat them, you're not close to a grocery store, you're tired of slugging home pounds and pounds of vegetables, algae tablets are your answer. And for practitioners, because we work with a lot of practitioners, chiropractors, functional medicine, getting your clients to change their diet to incorporate more vegetables is hard for compliance. You know, they'll talk, they'll say they will, and then they go home, and then those that pastry is shouting at them, and you know, it's just human nature. So here's the thing: there's so much nutrition. We sell these in large bags of 1,000 tablets. Each bag, again using that quote, has the same nutrition equal to 551 pounds of vegetables. That's about 30 grocery carts of food. So the great reason why you and your clients will love this is because you'll get 100% compliance. If you can swallow water, you can get the nutrients that you and your body and your brain need in seconds. I chew them, but most people don't like spirulina, so they swallow them. So here's a tablet. I just had a plate of vegetables. Ta-da! How easy is that? Kids love them, pets love them. So you will get amazing results because people find this easy to do. And we'll have some handouts that we'll send to you. But there's more, you get more nutrition from the tablets than you do from supplements. You can eliminate a multivitamin, a fish oil, a CoQ10, a biotin, collagen. There's more collagen than collagen powder. And as we were talking about protein, in terms of availability, because it's not just what you eat, it's what you absorb, right? That determines your health. So animal protein, it's all bound up, all the aminos are bound up. Now your body can't digest animal protein, it has to break them down into aminos. And it can often take 3 days for that to happen. And if you don't have all the factors, what's called factors and cofactors, you may often absorb just 10% of that as aminos. So you may have eaten 50 grams of animal protein, but you might only end up with 5 grams of aminos. Now, collagen is in clusters. They're called peptides. So there's smaller, fewer bonds to break down, so they are absorbed faster than the animal protein. But the good news is algae's protein is already in individual aminos. No work for your body to break down whatsoever. So it's 99% bioavailable. And as I mentioned, it has 18 of the 20. And in fact, I did the analysis to compare it to collagen powder. And some of the aminos we have, there's over 400% more in algae than in the collagen powder. Of course, algae is a sustainable, eco-friendly crop. So if you want to up level and get rid of your collagen powder, which is messy, a lot of, you know, it goes clumpy in your drinks, algae is your answer because it has the more collagen, more protein, and then you're also getting all these other great nutrients like chlorophyll and you know, as I said, 40 vitamins and minerals. We're going to talk about chlorophyll in a minute because chlorella has the highest in the world, but I want to show you this. Here's the chlorophyll chemical composition, and here's the chemical composition of your hemoglobin. They are virtually identical. The only difference really is that your blood has iron in the middle, and that's what carries oxygen, and chlorophyll has magnesium in the middle. This is why chlorophyll builds your blood. For centuries, people have been given liquid chlorophyll after a surgery or an injury because it builds their blood. Even as recently as World War II, they would give the injured liquid chlorophyll if they had run out of blood for transfusions. And this is one of the reasons why. So when you have healthier blood, you're going to have a healthier body. You're going to have a healthier brain. Everything is going to be working better. Chlorophyll also is very alkaline. It kills bacteria. So it kills bacteria in your mouth, in your colon. And of course, that will help reduce colon cancer and bad breath. So the problem is our soils are so overcropped. There's no minerals left in the soil for the plants to pull up. So there's virtually no chlorophyll in our vegetables anymore. I still eat vegetables. My arugula goes yellow after the third day, and that's because there wasn't much chlorophyll to start off with. Algae, particularly chlorella, which we'll talk about in a minute, has 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula, and it has 25 times more chlorophyll than liquid chlorophyll. And these numbers come from the Linus Pauling Institute website, so I'm not making these up. So algae having the highest chlorophyll in the world, particularly chlorella, which is why it's called chlorella, because of the chlorophyll, is your go-to for chlorophyll and for building your blood.
Okay, so Would you say that people can ditch their fish oil and collagen powder and vitamins and everything for this? Or is it just like a really good add-on to what people are already doing? What have you seen?
Not only do I say, does it repeat, I encourage you to ditch those things, because supplements are usually made, there's some exceptions, but they're usually made from extracts, often synthetics, but they don't exist like that in nature. Our bodies are from nature. And so anytime you're going to eat food, your body will be able to recognize it and absorb it better, assuming you don't have a compromised digestive tract or, you know, a leaky gut or anything. Mm-hmm. So when you eat algae, the numbers are smaller. By the way, the dirty secret in the multivitamin industry is they know your body can't absorb most of it because it doesn't recognize it. So they jack up the numbers, very, very high numbers, because they know you're only going to absorb about 10% of it. So you can't compare apples and apples when you look at a supplement bottle and the nutrients in algae, but you're going to get much more nutrition from algae, which is a food, and ours is a raw food because we do not use high heat to dry it. So it's in places like the Hippocrates Institute and the Gershon Institute, they're like, both of them are almost 50 years old, and they treat patients that have very serious health conditions, stage 3, stage 4 cancer. And what are the one of the key things that they give them? Raw spirulina. And we're going to find out why, because it has all these nutrients that will help protect and build your mitochondria and bring you back to health. They might work with us if they're interested in us, because our spirulina and chlorella are raw, because we don't use high heat. All the lower quality algae companies, or most of them, I shouldn't say all of them, use high heat because they're lower priced, so they need to get to market quickly. And one way to do that is with high heat, so dry it faster. But that deactivates and kills many critical nutrients that we're going to talk about today. So absolutely, you take spirulina in the morning. We recommend it in the morning because it's, and we'll get next to what the two different algae do, but you swallow 10 tablets in the morning, you're out the door in 30 seconds. It doesn't take any time to cook, clean, eat. You can eat them if you want, but most people, you know, swallow them. And mm-hmm. It has so much protein and collagen. You can definitely axe the collagen powder. It has essential fatty acids, far more than the chlorella. This is, again, we're talking spirulina. Our brand is Energy Bits. It's packaged in blue because it's a blue-green algae. So you don't need fish oil. By the way, most fish oil is rancid by the time you get it. And there's a lot of overcropping of the fish for the fish oil. So you'll mm-hmm. be saving the oceans and the fish. And I tell people, well, where do you think the fish get the omega-3 from? They get it from algae. Mm. It's the algae is the one that has the omega-3 in it. The fish just consolidated in their body. So just skip the middleman, go straight to the algae. It never goes rancid. We have a shelf life of over 3 years. And frankly, it never goes bad. But so now you're getting the real source, not just something that's been manufactured. You don't need a CoQ10 because there's an interesting piece of science that shows when you blend chlorophyll with red light, either red light device or sunlight, it recycles the CoQ10 molecule, which is used in what's called in the electron transport chain. So you don't need CoQ10. It's loaded with minerals, all of your electrolytes. You can get rid of magnesium, potassium, has a little bit of salt, calcium, has B12, vitamin A. So I tell people algae is like the orchestra. Taking individual supplements is like listening to a soloist. And when you have the orchestra, everything works better harmoniously and integrated. I can't take credit for that. That's Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. I just take credit for growing it very carefully to preserve the nutrients. But mm-hmm. this is Mother Nature's best, other than us, her second best creation. mm-hmm.
That is so fascinating about the red light therapy. I'm definitely going to have to try that. When I get back to the US next week, I have my red light machine at home. I cannot wait to start using it again. So,
yeah. And we recommend the spirulina because, and I think maybe this will be a great segue to talk about the two different algae mm-hmm. because it gets absorbed so much faster. So you can take it and then 5 minutes later, do your red light therapy and enjoy the benefits of the chlorophyll. So the two algae that I mentioned, spirulina and chlorella, are quite different. Technically, spirulina is a blue-green algae, which is why I package it in blue, and chlorella is a green algae, but there's way more difference than just that. Spirulina mm-hmm. We call ours Energy Bits. We also have a second brand that I called Beauty Bits because it builds your skin and hair, just all that collagen. These are exactly the same, just packaged differently. Spirulina has always been known as being nourishing and energizing. So it energizes your body and energizes your brain. And it does that because it has all these high concentration of aminos, which are converted to energy because they're also loaded. It's loaded with B12. All the B vitamins convert the aminos into glucose and energy. And it's not the kind of energy you get from a stimulant. Stimulants like caffeine, chemicals, or sugar speed up molecules. This is energy that happens at the cellular level. This is cellular energy. And visually, imagine a stimulant like putting a paper on a fire. You get a burst and then you get a crash. Mm-hmm. Think of algae as putting a log on the fire. Very steady, constant, no drama. No drama with algae. In fact, if you took 10 spirulina in the morning, which we recommend, or 30 if you have a health condition, cancer, diabetes, any kind of health issue, because we want you to have a therapeutic dose or before a red light or a cryotherapy treatment.
I'm excited to introduce you to a solution that could transform not only the air that you breathe, but your health because of this. This solution is a company called HypoAir. Did you know that the air within our homes can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside? We're exposed to a cocktail of chemical pollutants from building materials, furniture, carpets, and even paint. These pollutants are more than just annoyances. They've been linked to some serious health concerns like asthma, respiratory irritation, and even cancer. And I definitely won't forget the silent threat of mold that lurks in so many homes. There are some statistics that say as many as 50% of homes have mold. And this exposure can lead to a range of chronic health issues, including autoimmune diseases, chronic headaches and sinus issues, skin problems like eczema, and beyond. And I've personally experienced the impact of mold exposure and mold illness on my journey to wellness. And I see a lot of clients that come into my practice who suffer from mold illness as well. And this is what really got me obsessed with the importance of clean air. HypoAir products are a game changer in the world of air purification because they're cutting edge technologies can eliminate up to 99.9% of viruses, mold, bacteria, chemicals, odors, and dust, ensuring that the air you breathe is cleaner and safer. They even have really compact models that I actually travel with as well. So they're perfect for hotel rooms and Airbnb stays, guaranteeing that you have a breath of fresh air even on the go. And here's the exciting part. As a listener of the Natural Health Rising podcast, you get a really sweet deal. When you use the code NATURALHEALTHRISING, all one word, at hypoair.com, spelled HYPOAIR.com, you'll not only invest in cleaner air for your home, but you'll also save 10% on all of their products. So don't compromise on the air you breathe. It is a vital aspect to your well-being. And visit hypoair.com today. Use the code NATURALHEALTHRISING and take a step towards a cleaner and safer living environment for you and your loved ones.
But if you take this in the morning and just sort of wander around, you might not even really notice it, although your brain will be clearer and you won't be hungry. If you took it before a workout, you would definitely notice it because the cellular energy is being directed to help you with your workout, whether you're running or lifting weights or whatever. So you'll notice it more. But what's happening is the energy is being increased at the cellular level. There's a couple of nutrients in the spirulina, quite a few, that facilitate that. And we can go into that in a bit, in more detail in a minute. But just so you know, spirulina is very nourishing, satisfies your hunger. By the way, it's ketogenic, which means it does not decrease your ketones or increase your glucose. So it's great for keto diets, great for diabetics, great for weight loss because it satisfies your hunger. you're thinking of taking a GLP-1, this is like Mother Nature's GLP-1 because it satisfies your hunger, but you don't have any downside. You're getting all the protein and the nutrients you need. And if you are taking a GLP-1, please take this because your cells are constantly rebuilding. You have 30 trillion cells in your body and 30 trillion die every day and 30 trillion grow back. And if you are not giving their body and your cells the nourishment that they need, they will not grow back in a healthy fashion. And if you are not having enough protein, and when you're not eating, you probably aren't, the weight loss is coming from muscle loss. And that is a problem. This has the highest protein in the world. So for hunger, weight loss, energy, focus, this is your answer. Very good for, and also because it feeds and protects your mitochondria. And you have the highest amount of mitochondria in your brain, 2 million per cell. This is brain food. And think of it again, patty fish are known as brain food. And they have, and also they have a lot of omega-3, so does the spirulina. So spirulina, nourishing, mitochondria health, satisfies your hunger, gives you energy, and is brain food, okay? So that's spirulina in a nutshell. Then we switch over to spirulina's brother or sister, chlorella, which is a green algae. Now it's will not satisfy your hunger and will not give you energy. What chlorella is a wellness algae, a detoxing, cleansing, healing algae. It helps you recover from your day or recover from sports or recover from drinking alcohol because it detects the alcohol like it does other heavy metals or toxins and pulls them out, chelates them. So that's why we call our chlorella recovery bits because it helps you recover. And how does it do that? Well, number one, as I mentioned, it pulls out heavy metals, toxins, alcohol, lactic acid. It does that because it has a hard cellulose wall, the hardest in the plant kingdom, which in fact has to be cracked at production. That hard cell wall attaches to all heavy metals, not the good stuff, just the bad stuff. So it's not like a activated charcoal, which will pull out all minerals. This only pulls out the lead, mercury, radiation, aluminum, glyphosate, spores, microtoxins, alcohol, lactic acid, and chelates them. To do that, though, you do need the more therapeutic dose, which is 30 tablets. So, but for wellness benefits, you get the wellness benefits because chlorella has the highest chlorophyll in the world. Remember I said chlorophyll builds your blood? Chlorophyll is also a fat-based pigment. So that's important because your cell walls are made of lipids. Fancy way of saying fats. So when you take chlorophyll, you are helping heal your cell wall, and that allows nutrients in and toxins out. So chlorophyll is very cleansing, and as I mentioned earlier, kills bacteria. Also, chlorella has all of the nutrients that your immune system needs. Now, your immune system is predominantly in your gut, and so the combination of the fiber in the chlorella, which feeds your gut biome, the nutrients that nourish your immune system, the chlorophyll that kills bacteria and builds your blood, and the hard cell wall that attaches the toxins, you can see why this is a healing, recovery, immune algae. Now, we generally recommend, you can take either one of them together, alone, with water, with food, instead of food, but for chlorella, for sure, even if you took it during the day, take it before bed. And you say, well, why is that? Well, when you sleep, this is when your body goes through a detox and repair cycle. Now, a couple of things you need to know is that chlorella also has the highest tryptophan in the world. Tryptophan is the precursor to melatonin, which helps you get into a deep sleep. It will not make you sleepy, but it will help you get into that deep sleep. So that's number one. Also, chlorella has something in it called chlorella growth factor, which speeds up the growth of your cells, and it stimulates stem cells. So these are both really important in the repair cycle, which is why you definitely need to make sleep a number one priority for you, whether you're healthy or not. Sleep is so restorative. And so when you add chlorella before bed, it's like having the cleanup crew in there. It will be pulling out the heavy metals, aluminum in your brain. It will be cleaning up, restoring cellular repair with stem cells or the growth factor. It also, this is a big issue and nobody talks about it much, but a lot of people are constipated. If you're on medication, you're traveling, you're eating processed foods, or if you're not eating food because you're on a diet, this slows down the peristalsis. and chlorella stimulates peristalsis. So you don't need any medications for improving your activity. And I promise you, you'll have a nice poop in the morning. I do. I eat this all the time. So you can see that they work very beautifully together. There's something called the vagus nerve that connects your brain with your gut. So because spirulina is very much a brain food algae and chlorella is a gut food algae, as you improve one, it improves the other one. But they do quite different things in your body. Again, spirulina nourishing, puts nourishment in and energizes you, and chlorella pulls out toxins and cleanses you. And if you want a fun little analogy to remember them, because I travel a lot and I stay at some nice hotels, I thought, you know what? Spirulina is so nourishing and energizing, gives me what I need for the day. That's sort of like room service at a hotel. And then chlorella, you come back to your room in the afternoon, room's all cleaned up, the garbage has been taken out, your bed's been made. And I thought, well, that's sort of like chlorella. It pulls out the junk in your trunk, cleans everything out. So you can see, if that helps you think about the two of them differently, spirulina is like room service, chlorella is like housekeeping.
I love that. So what's the best starting place for somebody? They're both so alluring benefits, right? I'm like, well, I want the nourishing, energizing, but I also want the detoxing, right? Because we're exposed to so many toxins nowadays in our environment constantly, no matter how good we are no matter how good we try to be. So is this something where we just dive in and we say, okay, I'm taking 10 tablets in the morning, I'm taking 10 tablets at night? Or is there a different way that somebody would start based upon where they're at in their life?
Sure. Well, it also depends on what your greatest goal is. So if hunger, filling nutritional gaps, simplifying your life so you can clear out some of those supplements, food on the go, travel, looking after the nutrition of your children, because these are great for kids. Pets love them. For children, you can give them as many as you want, but just as a rule of thumb, we say give them half of their age. So if they're 10, give them 5 a day. But we do encourage you to start separately if you can, because some people respond better to one algae than the other, and it depends what your needs are. So, and I will point out, we'll talk about this in a minute, spirulina has this blue phycocyanin, the blue pigment, which has been proven to kill cancer cells. So if this is an issue, if you had cancer, you're definitely going to be wanting to take this forever, because you can Google phycocyanin, I'll spell it for you later. It's phycocyanin. The chemotherapy companies actually use it in their treatments now. I'll get to cancer in a minute. So just to get back to starting, I would certainly always start with spirulina, because you will notice it. You will notice that you're not hungry. You'll notice that you have a bit more energy, that you don't have brain fog. And it has so many healing properties that we'll get to in a few minutes. So definitely I would start with spirulina. And if detox and cleansing is also an important thing for you, and I think, and by the way, when you take chlorella, it has so much chlorophyll, you never have to eat another vegetable again in your life. And because it stimulates peristalsis, which a lot of people use fiber to help with that, never have to take another vegetable. Men love hearing this. Kids love hearing this. Mothers, this will eliminate all of the stress around dinner time to get your children to eat a healthy vegetable diet. This solves the problem. So if that's an issue for you, then you know we got your back here, or at least chlorella does. So this would be at the nighttime dose, although you could take it during the day, but we want to help you get the best benefit. And so because of the...
I have to tell you about my favorite company to order all of my pasture-raised, grass-fed meats from. It's called U.S. Wellness Meats, and their farms are committed to sustainable, humane farming practices, which actually benefit our environment, unlike conventional farming practices. So I get a lot of people telling me that they cut out meat to be healthier, but I actually recommend the complete opposite. It's not meat in general that's unhealthy. It's the type and the quality of the meat that has the power to be inflammatory or anti-inflammatory and loaded with healthy nutrients. Due to modern farming practices, Conventional meats have about 2 to 3 times higher levels of inflammatory omega-6 fats and 2 to 3 times lower anti-inflammatory omega-3 fats. Now, omega-6 fats are not problematic in themselves, but the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s in conventional meats is undesirable and actually causes inflammation. So consuming pasture-raised, grass-fed meats are actually the opposite. They have a more balanced ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s, more conjugated linoleic acid, and this makes them more anti-inflammatory in nature. My favorite thing to order from this company is actually a blend where they take 75% beef and 25% organ meats. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually delicious. You can't taste the organ meats, and you are basically taking one of nature's best vitamins, because organ meats have just about every single nutrient you need to thrive. So head to the link in the show notes and go check out all of their high quality products, and you can thank me later.
Detox repair when you're sleeping, we do that before bed. For again, for therapeutic amounts, if you have any health condition, you're on a diet, a pouch of 30 tablets of spirulina, that could be lunch. 30 calories, 1 calorie per tablet. You get all the nourishment you need. It has 5 grams of protein, but remember, when you eat 50 grams of animal protein, very often that ends up being 5 grams of aminos. So this 5 grams of protein is 5 grams of aminos. That's why I call it efficient nutrition. Mm-hmm. The other reason why, and again, some people, they like one better than the other. So we encourage you to try by starting them separately. But for simplicity, if you like them both and you just don't want to keep thinking about buying both of them, we have a brand called Vitality Bits, which is a blended tablet. So it's 50% spirulina, 50% chlorella. So you would take 10 of these in the morning and 10 of these at night. But, you know, remember, because they're a blend, you'll get a little less of the energy and you'll get a little less of the healing properties of the chlorophyll. But if that's better for you and simpler for you, then that would be a great way to continue. But we encourage you not to start out with that, because you won't know if you respond better or like one better than the other, because they're already blended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. So I know you have a lot to say about mitochondria and longevity when it comes to algae. And you've mentioned a couple things so far, like the CoQ10 and the red light. So interesting. So what else can algae do when it comes to longevity and the health of our mitochondria?
Perfect. Well, if you'll indulge me, I'd like to give you a little science lesson about what mitochondria are and why they're so important and why they get damaged so easily. And then I definitely don't want to forget to talk to you about the cancer killing capabilities of the blue phycocyanin that's in spirulina. So to help you understand the mitochondria, I'm going to show you a picture. So here's your cell. You know, I'm a secret. I think, I'm doing my PhD, but I love teaching people. I'm self-taught so far, but this whole science thing is just amazing. When you understand your body, it's so much easier for you to understand what it needs, and it's less frightening. It's like having a roadmap. It's been given a manual. Nobody tells us how our body works. So I didn't know either. I'm completely self-taught. So here's the cell, and in the cell, you have a nucleus, and then these little round peanut-shaped things are your mitochondria. They are what generate cellular energy for your body, for everything, not just running to the store. This is cellular energy you need for breathing, thinking, neurotransmitters, lymphatic system, heart, everything. So more cellular energy is important. And these little guys are what make it for you. And inside these mitochondria, this is where cellular energy is made. It's called ATP. But a byproduct of ATP is something called free radicals. You've probably heard of them. They're very damaging. They steal electrons from other molecules and cause tissue damage. So the downside of ATP, cellular production, cellular energy, is free radicals. And even worse is your mitochondria, they have their own DNA, and their DNA are located exactly where the free radicals are. So they are front row and center getting damaged by free radicals every single nanosecond. It's just a byproduct of ATP. So The mitochondria, they only have 37 DNA, but those 37 control all of the other DNA. They control all cellular communication. So when they get damaged, it's like having your air controllers at an airport get sick. Things just don't work well and they die. The average lifespan of your mitochondria DNA are 10 days compared to your regular DNA, which is a lifetime. So here's a bigger picture. So here's the mitochondria. And this is the, and they have mitochondria have an inner membrane, which most antioxidants can't get into to stop that free radical damage. But there are a few that can. One of them is chlorophyll. The other one is glutathione. And the most powerful one is something called superoxide dismutase, because the most damaging free radical is called superoxide. It's the byproduct of the ATP production. And it's the most damaging because it has three unpaired electrons. So we want to find a way to stop those free radicals from damaging the mitochondria. Now, Mother Nature's so smart. She allowed our body to create superoxide dismutase for us from the moment we're born. However, at age 30, it starts to decline. And by the time you are 40 and 50 and 60, your body is no longer making superoxide dismutase. It also slows down melatonin. It slows down hormones. And why is all this happening? Because our bodies think we're dying at 30. We've been on Earth for 2 million years. And up until 100 years or so ago, we died at 30. That's why at 30, things just start shutting down. So your poor mitochondria, which used to be protected from the free radicals by this thing called superoxide dismutase, which acts like an umbrella, it's gone after the age of 40. And it's no surprise to me that's exactly when chronic disease starts hitting. And why when people get heart disease, cancer, brain fog, weight gain, those are all symptoms of damaged mitochondria. So the good news is spirulina has the highest concentration of superoxide dismutase in the world. You can't get superoxide dismutase from any other food. You can't even take it as supplements because they get damaged in the gut. But because spirulina is a bacteria which is absorbed instantly, all that superoxide dismutase goes straight into the mitochondria. And what does superoxide dismutase do to the free radicals? Turns it into water, absolutely harmless water. So you've got all the superoxide dismutase, all these free radicals, superoxide dismutase neutralizes it, and your mitochondria are saved. So I tell people, it's like having the firemen in there. So imagine yourself, you know, you've seen those big golf umbrellas. They're huge, right? Mm-hmm. So think of superoxide dismutase as a huge golf umbrella, and your mitochondria are protected from all that rain of free radicals until the age of 40. Then by 40, it shrinks down to like one of those, you know, tote umbrellas. And then by the time you're 40 or 50, it's like about the size of a cocktail umbrella. The free radicals never stop. But what stops is that your protection is gone. The umbrella is gone. So bringing in superoxide dismutase from spirulina, and there's some also in chlorella, is like getting back that big golf umbrella. It neutralizes them, eliminates them. And most antioxidants can't get into that inner membrane. You can't, vitamin E, vitamin C, they can't penetrate that inner membrane because they can in your regular membrane, but there's something called porins that allow things in and out. There aren't any porins in that inner membrane. And everything that is actually in algae can get into that inner membrane, particularly the superoxide dismutase. And you wanna know why? Because your mitochondria evolved from algae. When remember I told you algae was the first life on Earth? It was a single cell organism it was a cyanobacteria like spirulina. It was an anaerobic cell. After a billion years, it released enough oxygen so that bigger aerobic cells could grow, but they didn't generate ATP as well. And so what happened is the big cell absorbed the little cell, but it didn't digest the little cell. They coexisted. So that mitochondria, that cyanobacteria actually became your mitochondria. So that outer cell that's still in the mitochondria is left over from when it was a single cell organism. It didn't disappear. It's all proven in science. It's called endosymbiotic theory. And it was discovered by a professor at MIT in the 60s. So mm-hmm. it tells me, it says, well, that explains why everything that's in algae can get into the mitochondria, because they're family, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty incredible. So it's very, very exciting to me to help people understand, because all the scientists know about superoxydismutase. There's 25,000 studies proving that it reduces inflammation, prevents Alzheimer's, prevents heart disease, mm-hmm. but there's no source of it. Well, they didn't know until now, because we did lab tests, that it can be found in spirulina and some chlorella, but only if it's raw. This is why places like the Hippocrates Institute and the Gershon use live spirulina, and why we're so highly regarded, because we don't use high heat to dry our algae, because superoxydismutase is an enzyme. And when mm-hmm. you put high heat on enzymes, they are deactivated. That's why a lot of people eat raw food. So right. all the enzymes are intact. So we're quite happy, because we've never used high heat on for our algae, that you'll be able to get all that raw, all that active superoxydismutase, so it can go to work for you and give you back that big Gulf umbrella to protect you from free radicals. So it's pretty mm-hmm. amazing stuff. And if that wasn't enough, then I know I'm talking a lot about spirulina, but the blue pigment in it, which I mentioned earlier, which is called phycocyanin, I'm going to show you a picture, and I'm going to show you how to spell it again, phycocyanin. And you can Google mm-hmm. phycocyanin and cancer treatments, because in this experiment, they dyed the cancer cells in a petri dish purple, and then they put some phycocyanin into the petri dish. And within 24 hours, the cancer cells were almost all gone, because phycocyanin has been proven to kill the cancer cells. Now, interestingly, I did an analysis on how much phycocyanin was used in this experiment, and one tablet of our spirulina has 4,000 times more phycocyanin than they even used in this treatment. And the pathway that's happening, anyone who knows about the electron transport chain, there are two helper molecules. One of them is CoQ10, which we mentioned earlier, and the other one is cytochrome C. Now, here's what's really cool about phycocyanin, the blue pigment in spirulina. In a healthy cell, that blue pigment speeds up the cytochrome C molecule, which is a helper molecule in the electron transport chain. It's sort of like having a Tesla. So suddenly, mm-hmm. this is one of the reasons why you get energy from spirulina, because the blue pigment speeds up the cytochrome C molecule, so more and more electrons could be passed along, and you get more cellular energy. Sweet. Mm-hmm. But if the cell is cancerous or a senescent cell, the phycocyanin detects that and ejects the cytochrome C molecule, which then kills the cancer or the senescent cell. Pretty mm-hmm. amazing. This is why I call spirulina in particular intelligent food, because you mm-hmm. need to be intelligent to take it, and it knows what to do in your body. Does it automatically. God bless Mother Nature, right? So that's pretty amazing. And not to be outdone by, you know, spirulina, chlorella, which has the highest chlorophyll, it has a helper molecule that it works with, which is the CoQ10 molecule. And as I mentioned, when you put chlorophyll with the with red light, it speeds up the CoQ10 molecule, recycles it, so it generates ATP as well. But remember, spirulina has chlorophyll in it as well. So again, it speeds up that ATP process. So I'm just in awe of algae, as you can tell. And I'm so eager for people to understand that it's way more than a superfood. In fact, I call it a super duper food. But you have to get high quality, or you're not going to get all the benefits. Yes, you might still get some some chlorophyll, and you will get some protein. But the two diseases that are representing 75% of deaths are cancer and heart disease, and Alzheimer's is creeping up there. And so because algae, particularly spirulina, has nutrients that have been proven to prevent both or those, I'd say that's mm-hmm. those are pretty important reasons to take it. So it's not a drug. It's not a pill. I know they look like pills. They're just bits of food. And again, the spirulina is the darker blue-green one. Chlorella is the green one. This is the spirit, the energy bits or recovery bits. But you'll, and if you take 10 a day, when you buy those large bags with 1,000 tablets, and we have a 20% discount code NHR that you could use at energybits.com, So it brings down a bag from 130 to 104. If you took 10 tablets a day, you know what it's going to cost you? $1 a day. Mm-hmm. $1 a day for your health. Health insurance, nutritional insurance, health insurance. I'd say you're worth it. Amazing, right?
It is so incredible.
Also, I know. Waste, by the way, I don't make any of this stuff up.
Yeah, I was actually, that was my next question was, because I know the study you mentioned about the cancer was using cell culture, right? Yes. And which is great. I'm curious if there's been anything in human studies that you haven't mentioned yet that has really stood out, like really stood out to you, as you've, because I know you've gone through so much research.
Yeah, well, here's a human study that was done July of 2023, restoration of mitochondrial function by spirulina. There's, when I tell you there's 100,000 studies, there's 100,000 studies. There's almost too much. I think this is the problem. Scientists talk to other scientists. They don't know how to speak to, you know, normal people. And when I started down this journey, I literally kept telling the universe, find somebody else, because I don't know any science. But I taught myself. I've read probably 3,000 PubMed articles at this point. So I am the right person because I know what it feels like not to know. So there's endless studies. And just to give you one more sort of example, I wanted to try our own algae. We're a small company. We can't really do big, huge clinical trials, but I did a small clinical trial last year with a nonprofit organization called the Gray Team. They're based in Florida, and their purpose is to stop the suicide rate of military veterans, which is at a heartbreaking, getting close to 50%. I mean, it's just absolutely horrendous. So they've been trying all sorts of things, and they met me at multiple shows. So we did a little test, a little clinical trial, five of their military veterans who had been discharged for various depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. And all we did, we did a brain scan before we started the test, and we hooked them up to different devices to measure their sleep scores and their HRV. And all we did was give them a pouch of the spirulina tablets, so 30 tablets a day. They were told not to do anything differently, just take these every day. And then we did another brain scan 30 days later. And the first brain scan, if anyone knows anything about brain scans, it showed all blue. There was complete inflammation in the brain, no brain activity, which was contributing to all the disorders. One gentleman had multiple sclerosis. After the 30 days, all the colors are back, frontal and occipital parts of the brain, all inflammation pretty much gone. Everyone's mood improved. The multiple sclerosis gentleman, his tremors went away. Everyone was sleeping better. One person had their HRV increased 50%. All they did was take 30 tablets of it. Nothing else changed. So, and there's a great book that came out last year called Brain Energy. I don't know if you haven't read it. I really encourage people to read it. Dr. Christopher Palmer, he is a psychiatrist at the Harvard Medical School. And his book is all about how all brain disorders, doesn't matter what it is, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, are due to damaged mitochondria. So because we have all the, we've seen all the evidence that there's nutrients in spirulina, they also protect your telomeres. It's also loaded with essential fatty acids. Because it helps the mitochondria so much, the first thing that's going to improve will be your brain health. And anecdotally, we've had clients with Alzheimer's tell us within 2 days, their brain fog was gone. Everything, they were back to feeling more like themselves. And so it's food. We call them bits of food so that you'll understand that it's not a pill. So if you can get that kind of result from food, but again, it has to be high quality, either raw from, which, you know, you can't disguise the flavor. When you take these, if you swallow these, there's no flavor and no repeat. and the fact that animals love them, that's sort of a true sign that, you know, you've got something that's healthy, that, you know, your pets are smarter than you are. So they know that they're good for them. So there's endless amounts of research. It comes out from every country, every year, every month. As I said, there's almost too much of it. So I just try to pull the ones that I can share with people.
I'm gonna do my own lots of different N=1 studies. I'm thinking of my grandma. I had a conversation with her yesterday, and she told me she has dementia now.
Yeah.
And
how old is she?
She is in her 80s,
okay.
early 80s. So she's not super old, in my opinion, but she, hopefully she's not listening to this. She doesn't care, right? She's like, yeah. I'm going to eat what I want. You know, I'm super old. I don't care. I don't care if I'm going to have the sugar. I don't care if I'm going to have this or that. You know, so when I think of somebody like her, I think, wow, that, like, what a great tool. A great nutritional supplement or food to give somebody that's so simple for somebody who is not going to be compliant with anything else.
Exactly.
I'm gonna get some for her.
Yeah. Well, and we'll ship some too. This is, you know, you just nailed it on the head, because people don't want to change their ways. They just, so instead of pulling things away from them, you can't have that ice cream. You can't have, you know. Hey, still have it, but add mm-hmm. this to your routine. And if we can get her taking 10 in the morning, just swallow them. Or if she wants to take 5 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon, that's cool too. There mm-hmm. will be a difference because you're giving your body the nutrition that it needs to perform optimally. And nothing is permanent. This is the good news. Even your brain is constantly creating neural pathways. So it's very pliable is the word I'm looking for. So mm-hmm. So if you could just get anybody, you know, I had my mother. She passed away, but she was in a nursing home for her last few years, and the food they fed them was just disgusting. I mean, if you weren't sick when you went there, you certainly got sick being there, because there was zero yeah. nutrition in all the white stuff that they gave them. So, it's effortless. This is why I'm big on it's 14 years of effortless nutrition and concentrated nutrition. And if you get it from a good source like ours, it's clean and pure. You can give it to your newborns. It's that safe. So I'm on a bit of a platform here, but it pains me to see. I started the company because my younger sister had breast cancer, and her oncologist told her to change her diet to an alkaline diet. And they didn't tell her what it was. So I helped her, and that led me to plant-based diet and nutrition, which led me to algae. So I started the company to help my sister recover from breast cancer, which she did, mm-hmm. and I'm grateful, and she's still with us, and we celebrate every year. But we got lucky, and for prevention or for correction purposes, you just can't get anything better, safer, simpler, and effective than algae tablets.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that your sister's in a good space. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know we're coming up on the hour. Are you flexible to run a couple more minutes as we wrap up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I do want to close with something. Well, I want to close with a speed round, but I just want to make people more aware of, you've mentioned this a few times, of the quality of the product, right? And how if it's grown in certain places, certain things can happen. So can you just dive in a little bit more to end this on, like, environmental conditions, locations, harvesting, processing, and just when you go to the store and you see a chlorella on the shelf, how do you even know what is going on with that?
Yeah. Well, number one, you never want algae grown in an ocean or a lake or any wild body of water. There used to be, I think there still is, a company growing it in Klamath Lake. Please do not take that. Because in wild bodies of water, you cannot control the environment. And there are something called microtoxins that are in the lake. And so they get into the algae. It just is the way it is. And I have some scientific papers that tested some algae from Klamath Lake. And yes, they have microtoxins. It's never in ours, because we grow ours in triple filtered spring mountain water. And it took me 2 years, but I found a lab that tests only for microtoxins in algae. How specialized is that? And so, of course, we always test for it. And of course, we never have it. So number one, do not buy algae or any ingredient that came from algae that was grown in the ocean or a wild body of water like Klamath Lake. Number two, be very careful, cautious, and maybe don't even buy it if it came from China. I'm very sorry, but there's a lot of deceptive practices with companies growing anything, any algae in China, because in many cases, large companies are buying that algae. They're not carefully. They're one of thousands of other ingredients or supplements. They do not care or pay attention to the way it's grown. And so lots of times the algae becomes an ingredient in other things. So you just have to be really careful about China. We grow ours in Taiwan. Taiwan is known for having the highest quality algae, very rigorous certifications. We have a GMP certification and it's grown organically. Two of our algae have the USDA organic certification. The other one doesn't because they just don't want to go through the paperwork. It's just a headache, this whole USDA certification thing, but they are grown organically, although we can't put that on the label. So Taiwan is the gold standard. I am hoping to grow it in America. I've identified Florida as the perfect similar weather as Taiwan, but it's very complicated and will take me about $25 million because it's a very complicated, chloral is a very complicated product to grow. So stay away from wild grown algae, stay away from China. And if you can find, it's hard to find out whether they use high heat. If it's a lower priced algae, I can almost promise you that they do. It's just the way it is. I won't mention any brands, but in many cases, algae tablets, spirulina and chlorella are just one of 50 or 100 or 1,000 other supplements that they sell. We only do algae. That's it. And so I have personally chosen every single thing from the companies that grow it for us, the processes. I've designed all the packaging. I'm the chief scientific officer. I do all the research. I do all the processes, the lab tests. We're an expert. It's sort of like you don't go to a country doctor for a heart transplant. You go to a specialist. So we're specialists in algae. There's lots of things I know nothing about mushrooms. I know nothing about lots of other great nutrients that are out there, but I do know algae and I'm probably the expert. And I started the company to make a difference in the world, to help my sister and to help other people. So we do everything with love and care. And it's the profit thing is, absolutely far down the road. I've written about 500 papers. I speak at conferences all over the place. So those would be the main things that I would recommend about making sure it's not from the ocean, not from China, and if you can find out whether they use high heat to dry it. And the other thing, I don't want to just say you can only buy ours. You can get spirulina frozen or fresh spirulina, and it will have the same nutrient value as ours. Because again, those are grown in fresh water and they are not heated. Downside of fresh or frozen spirulina is you can't avoid the taste. It's a very earthy flavor and most people do not like it. It expires quickly. You can't travel with it. It's messy. With ours, our tablets last at least 3 years. They actually technically never go bad. There's no flavor if you swallow them. Chlorella tastes delicious with sea salt on it or pistachio nuts. So you can learn to enjoy them or you can include them in a smoothie. So, but there is the other option of the frozen and the fresh, which is equally high quality.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a great explanation. And I really wanted to make sure that was covered because people just really don't know. A lot of people buy supplements from Amazon, for example, and there's a lot of talk finally coming out about how supplements are not really the real supplements on Amazon a lot of times, and people are just mimicking things. So you really have to be careful with what you're purchasing and understand what you're buying and educate yourself on this stuff.
The other thing I just want to point out is there's a lot of green powders out in the marketplace, and a lot of them will have spirulina and chlorella as the first ingredients. And a lot of them, beat their chest saying, well, we have 50 ingredients. Well, that just because they have 50 doesn't mean there's a lot of any of them in there. And so people are realizing that this is a bit of a, disguise. So there's only one ingredient in our algae. It's either 100% spirulina or 100% chlorella, although the vitality bits is a blend. So technically there's two, but we're not trying to deceive anybody because, that's A, not ethical, and B, we don't have to because it is the most efficacy, has the highest efficacy of anything. And it also works out to be lower, higher value. You need less of it. These powders average 30 calories per scoop, 1 calorie per tablet for ours. And if you have food sensitivities, if there's 50 ingredients, I can almost assure you there'll be something in there that you, your tummy won't like. So, by the way, we didn't talk about it, but if you're paleo, algae's for you too, because there are no lectins or oxalates in algae. And so all those green powders, they've used spinach or kale loaded with oxalates and lectins, which can cause puncture your stomach lining and cause stomach distress and autoimmune. So again, algae always comes, it's like your best friend. And what one thing I do want to make sure people are clear on, because is that algae isn't new. It's just new to you. And you may not have known about kiwa or chia or macho or bone broth or collagen powder until maybe about 10 years ago. But those are all things that have been used in other countries by indigenous peoples for centuries. And it wasn't until someone introduced you to it that you learned about it. So algae, as I said, it was used by the Egyptians 2,000 years ago. The Aztecs in Mexico used it as their primary food 250 years ago. It's been grown safely and used daily in Asia 60 years. It's as big as the beef industry is here. And you say, this is crazy. This stuff does so much. Why don't I know about it? Well, because it's not grown here. And pharmaceutical has no motivation to educate you about it. It's a food, so you can't patent it. It's like broccoli. So biotechs aren't going to do it. And food companies, they don't introduce things until they're proven. So nobody's told you because nobody wants you to know. Mm-hmm. I want you to know.
Now,
there's lots of science out there. So you can come to our website. Even if you don't want to buy anything, just come to our website, energybits.com. We write a full blog, lots of science references. We try to put as much information out there as possible so that you can learn about it. Algae is the food of the future. The world, people all around the world know that. It's just that people thought it was weird. And so I'm trying to take the weirdness out. We've made it as visibly as normal looking as possible. We made it easy for you to take, to swallow them or mix them up with a trail mix. As I say, chlorella tastes delicious with nuts or sea salt. So it's our last chance to be nourished, honestly, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, now they know. Now everybody listening knows that they need to go grab some algae, get algae in their lives. And again, I think you mentioned this already, but we have the discount code NHR,
yes,
which gives you 20% off. So very nice discount for everybody. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And the last question I ask everybody on the show, which is leave the listeners with one tip. If you could leave them with anything that they could implement this week to help them live a healthier, happier life, what would that be?
Well, what I would say is a combination of a comment and a tip. So aging happens to all of us. We're all going to age. We do not have to decline. Declining is optional. And so if you want one simple thing to change, to turn around whatever health condition you're in, because whatever you have is not permanent, whether it's good or bad, it's not permanent because your cells are constantly regenerating. Please add spirulina and chlorella algae tablets. If you had to choose one, spirulina would be my go-to. It's effortless. Just take them every day, replaces other things, and you'll feel and see a difference. I promise.
Wonderful. And any other things you want to share before we wrap up?
Well, just on the, if you don't want to make an investment in a large bag, I completely get that because it might be new for you. You can go to Amazon. We are the only company that sells our brand. These little pouches are $6. They have 30 tablets in them. Go buy a couple of pouches, try them out, and then come back to energybits.com with your NHR code. And if there's other practitioners listening, we don't sell through chain stores. We only sell on our website or through functional medicine, naturopaths, homeopaths, longevity clinics. We'd love to work with you because we're a physician grade product. So we work with other physicians.
Wonderful. Well, this has been amazing. I'm going to have to go back myself and listen again and pause it and take notes because you gave so much wonderful information. So I'm sure the listeners really enjoyed this one. Thank you so much for being on the show, Catherine.
Thank you for tuning in to the Natural Health Rising podcast. I hope you found this episode informative and left you feeling empowered to take control of your health naturally. As a reminder, the information provided in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or medical condition. Please consult with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, exercise routine, supplements, or medical treatment. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Comments and ratings help the show reach more people so that they too can level up their health and entire life holistically. I really appreciate your support and feedback. Before I go, I want to remind you that I work with clients virtually all over the world. So if you are searching for a functional medicine provider to help you uncover the root cause of your health issues and have support and guidance in healing your body through nutrition and lifestyle changes, then you can book a free health consultation with me by using the link in the show notes, and we can talk about working together. Thanks for listening, and keep striving to become your healthiest, happiest self.